True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Now back to 95.7 The Game.
All right, happy Black Friday, everyone, and hope everyone had a happy Thanksgiving. Evan Giddings with you on 95.7 The Game, taking up until 4 o'clock, live and Yay! Local here today. Thank you, Steiny. I think he's probably out golfing somewhere. He told me that he would call in later into the show.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if that was a sign of like, well, I know you're going to need me, or, you know, I'd be nice enough to call in, but I don't think he's going to do it.
I highly doubt that, Evan. I feel like when Steiny is not at work, the last thing he thinks about is anything work-related.
Sometimes I agree with that. Well, all right, so this is the thing. Because we watch a ton of sports, we all do, and it's kind of our jobs to opine about them, there are a lot of random sports thoughts that are sent between myself, the group. We talk about certain sports things too, Pasta. Like, well, I guess you watched Alex Rodriguez yesterday, so it's a little bit different. But I was going to ask you what your big takeaway from the football games were yesterday. Did you watch any football at all?
Didn't watch any football yesterday. No, I was locked in. Locked in on family and A-Rod.
That sounds also a lot healthier than just sitting back and watching football all day. But one of the things that I continue to learn about the NFL, and I think the NFC, right, because we're kind of comparing all teams to the Niners, is the Niners are very clearly a second-tier team. Now, there's also a team playing right now that a lot of people believe would be, you know, kind of 1 or 1A, and that's the Philadelphia Eagles. And yesterday, the teams that obviously played, Green Bay, Detroit, are in the NFC. I think that the Lions are a team that I struggle with. Like, the Lions are a team that I believe is actually sort of similar to the Niners if the Niners still had Nick Bosa. And I don't think that they're coached as well as the San Francisco 49ers, but their best playmaker is clearly Jahmyr Gibbs. And I realize Amon-Ra St. Brown got hurt yesterday. I think that's who the Niners kind of paid, unfortunately, Brandon Ayuk to be their version of that, and he's not. But Detroit is built, predicated on the run. If they run the football well, they win games. If they don't, they don't. And Green Bay is a group that, to me, is, I could see them getting to the NFC Championship game, and I could see them getting blown out in the first game of the wild card. I have no clue who the Green Bay Packers are, because I think their defense is solid, and I think that their offense is completely unpredictable. Meanwhile, the Dallas Cowboys are a team that I was also thinking about yesterday, because obviously they won against Kansas City. They somehow came from behind 21 points last weekend and beat the Philadelphia Eagles. But they're a team that I think many people, myself included, kind of thought we're not mailing it in on the season, but anytime you trade your best or one of your best players, to me, you can't convince me that you're trying to win at all costs. They made a move in trading Micah Parsons this offseason that I felt like flew in the face of a team that was saying that they wanted to make noise in the NFC. Well, what did they do at the deadline? They went out and acquired Quinnen Williams, who they used some of the draft capital they acquired from the Micah Parsons deal to go get. They also traded for a linebacker in Logan Wilson, who's helped them a little bit. And I was thinking a little bit about the Niners when I was watching the Cowboys yesterday, because I think it's a team that is flawed. I don't think it's a team that I would predict is going to go anywhere. In fact, they might be too far behind all the rest of the teams in the NFC, the 49ers included, to even get into the playoffs. Yesterday was almost a must-win for them, and I got more thoughts on the team they beat in just a second. But the Cowboys are a team that, if they had a Parsons for the entirety of the year, they might have 7 wins. They might have 8 wins. They might be in the thick of the playoff hunt, which right now they are the outside looking in. And it did make me feel, I don't think there's a coincidence that they make a trade at the deadline for an impact defensive player. And while Williams has not, he hasn't gotten Myles Garrett types of numbers, he's been forceful for them. He's been impactful as one of the game's premier defensive tackles, and he's paid as such. That one move has kind of spurred the Cowboys. I mean, they beat two good teams, and I realize both of the games were at home, but still, those are two quality wins. They beat the past two NFC teams to represent the Super Bowl, and they beat the two teams in the Super Bowl the last 2 weeks, the Eagles and the Chiefs. And it had me thinking a little bit about the Niners deadline, because the Niners were a team that were ahead of Dallas. They are a team that I think a lot of us would look at and say they're not a player away, right? They're not a team who is going to trade for one guy and win a Super Bowl. But I think if they had found a Quinnen Williams and they chose not to get that guy, it does make me think about what potentially they could do or could have been able to do, because every year is so different. I think one of the reasons, the main reason why this season has looked the way it's looked for the Niners is because they've played a last place schedule and they haven't really had any hiccups. I mean, the game that they've probably regretted the most at this point would be the Jacksonville game. And to me, that's primarily because they clearly brought Brock Purdy back before he was healthy, or he was close to 100%, which I'd like to believe he is now. But Jacksonville is also a 7-win team. Somehow, some way, they're a 7-4 team, and they're a wild card right now in the AFC. But that's the one game that they've regretted. The rest of the teams that they have played, they've been able to clean up all the bottom feeders. And that's why this weekend against Cleveland, I feel good about the Niners. I think that they'll win that football game. I don't know if they'll cover the 5.5 points because it's looking like it's going to be a blizzard. But I think they'll win the game. And then I think that they can go after the bye, beat Tennessee, be a 10-win team at that point, and kind of manage their way to the postseason. But if they made a move at the deadline, if they had acquired an impact guy, Jalen Phillips was the one that was reported to be out there that the Niners said they did not want to trade a second-round pick for. And I understand the sentiment of, well, Phillips looks really good on the Eagles because he's got a bunch of talent surrounding him. He doesn't have to be the man. He can be a man. But I still feel like getting talent is never a bad thing. And the Niners are in a position where they're trying to build from within. They're trying to use their youth. But I think that their defense is still just missing something. And again, it's not going to be the difference in them winning or losing a Super Bowl, but I get the feeling that if there was something that they regret this year, going to look back and regret, it's going to be doing something to bolster that side of the ball. And I don't mean by trading for Keon White. This is a team that they got a lot of holes. I know they look good against the Panthers. I think a big part of that was because of how bad Bryce Young was, and also how the help that he usually has was lacking. Tet McMillan, their first-round pick, I think he's a stud. I mean, he had, at least two drops. had one right through his hands on a third and four that could have extended the drive, that could have pushed that game to a closer margin in the second half. He just dropped the ball. Like, those were the kinds of plays that the Panthers were seemingly making all night, or the poor decisions that they were making all night. But the deadline was a time where the Niners could have done something and didn't. And I guess I wonder if they could have. And again, like, Quinnen Williams was not a guy that they were looking at, but you see what the Dallas Cowboys did and how they've responded to it. Again, that might not be good enough to get Dallas into the postseason. And what their biggest regret of the year might be was actually trading Micah Parsons, who after yesterday now has 11 sacks in 11 games or something like that. He's been outstanding. And his absence through the first 9 weeks of the season might have been the difference in them making the postseason or not. The Niners' lack of activity at the trade deadline may be the difference in them winning a postseason game or losing one. And that may not seem like a big deal to most, but I think if this team wins a postseason game, like, that would be a major accomplishment for them. That would be, heading into this year, even understanding how easy the schedule was supposed to be, if they win a postseason game, this will be the best coaching job that Kyle Shanahan has done since he's gotten to San Francisco. And I'll tell you why. Before this season, 2021 was the year where I felt like the Niners achieved the most with the least, right? Their offense, Jimmy Garoppolo, they basically discovered the scat back Deebo Samuel midway through the year. He was a prolific wide receiver before that, was putting up numbers. But then once they moved him into the backfield after they started 3-5, it just was a completely different ballgame. And they end up winning, I believe, 7 of their last 8. You know, they went on a run second half of the season. They come back from down 17 on the road in L.A. to just get to the playoffs. And then they go into Dallas. They beat the Cowboys. They go into Green Bay. They beat the one seed. And, well, I don't think it was on the back of their quarterback. They, as a team, overachieved. That was not a group that, especially midway through the year, you were thinking about as a playoff team. Secondly, as a team that was going to make it all the way to the NFC Championship game. But the biggest difference between that team now in 2025 was the defense. They had an outstanding defensive unit. Their defensive line was much better. Nick Bosa was not just available, he was a better version of himself even this year and last year when he was healthy. Arik Armstead was a force. Fred Warner was obviously present, but their secondary was full of a much more established talent. They were a more veteran group on that side of the football. And that's why they were able to, in my opinion, neutralize Dallas. That's why they, and the weather might have had something to do with it, but going to Green Bay and keep down an Aaron Rodgers-led Packers team that put up a lot of points that year. You know, their defense was the identity of that team. The offense, to me, is the identity of this team. And while I think that Robert Saleh has done an outstanding job and also is going to be able to confuse a rookie quarterback this upcoming Sunday.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
The offense is what I think is going to decide most Sundays for the Niners. Or Mondays, I guess. Or Thursdays. All the days that they play, the offense is going to decide how far this team goes. And that's why if they make the playoffs and they win a playoff game, it's you have to give the most credit you ever have to Kyle Shanahan. He's the guy who is responsible for that unit. And that's the unit that to me is going to dictate just how far the Niners go. You know, certainly there's going to be games like Monday night where the defense plays well, gets interceptions, gets turnovers, but large in part, week to week, I think that the offense is the group that's going to sort of set the tone. The offense is going to be the one that's responsible for putting the defense in a good position. It's going to be responsible for responding or perhaps coming from behind if the defense gives up points, which potentially could see this weekend. You know, the Browns are a team that can run the ball. They're a team that is going to demand the Niners offense to put together long, methodical drives, especially considering it might be a blizzard. But overall, I just feel like the Niners are a team that is kind of led by their firepower, and there isn't a ton of it. It's also because they're the healthiest unit on this team. Like, you look at the Niners and they're beat up on defense. The offense, especially with the lack of Brandon Ayuk and what looks like the future lack of Brandon Ayuk, that's their most whole unit. Brock Purdy's back. George Kittle's back. Christian McCaffrey has been miraculously one of the more dependable and workhorse running backs in the league. Christian McCaffrey is on pace for over 400 touches. He is on pace to touch the ball and carry this team more than he did in 2023. And that to me that's unbelievable. You know, what Christian McCaffrey is doing is basically playing like he was when he was in Carolina at age 23, but it's on the heels of missing the majority of last season. And I did not have that on my bingo card, to quote Myles Garrett. All right, looks like we have a caller. Pasta. Well, I'm excited now. We got James in San Mateo wants to get in on the conversation. 888-957-9570, by the way, if you want to contribute. Evan Giddings here with you until 4 o'clock on 95.7 The Game. James, hope you had a happy Thanksgiving. What's going on, man?
Oh, well, my wife didn't kill me, so that's always good.
yep, that'll do.
I got to say, you know, with Robert Saleh on the defense, okay, the Fred Warner, incredible linebacker, best in the league. I'll give them that, you know. But I'm tired of hearing, oh, we don't have Nick Bosa and Fred Warner. We got dropped the Nick Bosa thing, okay? Nick Bosa was way above average for 1 year. And that's right before he got his huge contract. So let's stop using Nick Bosa as, like, our defense is so hurt. We don't have Fred Warner or Nick Bosa. Let's just go. We don't have Fred Warner. That's what I got to say.
I got you. Hey, James, hold on for a second there. And I'm glad that your wife took it easy on you yesterday. So who do you think is, like, the second best defensive lineman on the Niners right now?
Well, I wouldn't call him second best. I mean, at this point, I mean, if Nick Bosa comes in, D. Winters is, you know, just as good as him.
Well, but he plays a different position. My point is, James, that there's no one else on that line that's as good as him. But would you agree with that?
No. There's not. There's not. But I mean, he's not like what he used to be. I mean,
that's fair.
He's still above average, but he's not like way above average. You know, they could have gone out and got a above average person to play his position, you know, in a lot of places. You know, he's just not like always cracked up to be, just like Purdy's not, you know. Mac Jones is a better quarterback. He's tougher, stronger, old school. The Niners just, you know, I think they didn't realize what they had in Mac Jones. And now they're like, oh, crap, you know, we got lucky, which they did. I mean, Mac Jones played incredible. And now they're like, but we look like fools if we don't play Purdy. And it's not their fault. You know, they didn't know after they played Purdy. I mean, and Lorenzo Neal was saying last week, well, Purdy this and Purdy this, and Purdy got to two championship games, and Purdy got Super Bowl. And yeah, well, so did Russell Wilson. He got to back-to-back Super Bowls, but it doesn't mean you hang on to them after they start losing everything. You know, I understand loyalty and all that, but you can't just go, well, he used to do this, he used to do that, so we owe him loyalty. No, it's, you know, you're not as good as you used to be anymore. We didn't know it. We didn't know Mac Jones was a diamond in the rough. And, you know, let's move on. You know, it's what it is. I mean, the Niners moved on from freaking Joe Montana. I mean, come on. And look, Steve Young, incredible. That's what Mac Jones reminds me of, the toughness of Steve Young. I mean, the guy's playing, throwing up on the sideline, getting pain shots, you know, but Purdy can't get a pain shot for his turf toe, but there's Mac Jones out there getting pain shots and throwing up on the sideline. So, you know, without Mac Jones, I don't think the Niners would be in the position they are now, at least still having a chance in the NFC West, if Purdy played the whole time. That's just how I feel.
I got you, James. Well, I hope you have a better Black Friday, it sounds like. But no, thanks for the call, man. I think that's fair. I would push back on the Brock versus Mac stuff. I think that Mac Jones is, well, you're right that if without him they would not be in the spot. You know, I don't know how many other backup quarterbacks could step in and do what he's done. And I also think that the Niners have, I mean, Kyle Shanahan, when he gets anybody with an ounce of talent in their right arm, he can make that player look like, well, I guess Steve Young, if that's who he reminds you of. But I would also say that that's going to be a question this offseason. You know, that's going to be something that a lot of people are wondering about, depending on how Brock Purdy finishes the year, depending on how far the Niners go. I think they're going to make the playoffs. I think that I would give them a chance in their first round playoff matchup, depending on who they match up against, because they're probably going to have to go on the road. I don't think they're going to win the NFC West because the Rams are a juggernaut. Like, that's a team that really looks like they could not only get back to a matchup with Philly, but they might be able to get over on the Eagles and potentially hoist a Lombardi trophy this year. That's how good they look. I don't think that we're there yet with Brock and Mac. You know, I think the Niners have shown us that they'll always choose the better quarterback, right? I guess someone would say, you could throw it back in my face, well, you know, they chose Brock over Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold looks pretty good. That's fair. But I think that when Jimmy Garoppolo was done, they moved off of him. When, I mean, they spent three first-round picks on Trey Lance, and moved on from him because Purdy at the time was better. And so I do believe that if they feel like Mac Jones is a better quarterback than Brock Purdy, they wouldn't be afraid to find some way to get off of Brock. I just don't think they're there. And honestly, I'm not either. As far as the Nick Bosa thing is concerned, I'm kind of with you that, well, he's certainly not as good as he used to be. Pre-injury, pre-contract, I don't think it was a doubt that Nick Bosa was a top five defensive player in football. But since he's been paid, that's something we haven't discussed a whole lot of. I mean, you just don't say it anymore. You don't say, oh, Nick Bosa is a top five defensive player. His name is certainly not with the Myles Garretts. TJ Watt has taken a step back this year, but he's still really good. You know, he's not among the Micahs. He's not up there. I guess last year was Trey Hendrickson, who's the sacks leader. This season he's been hurt. But we don't talk about Nick Bosa among, I think, like the top five defensive players anymore. I think he's still really good. And my point was, I think you still have to say without Warner and without Bosa when you talk about this defense, because there's nobody else on that line that's in his class. With all due respect to Bryce Huff, and Bryce Huff is their sacks leader right now with four. Bryce Huff is a pass rush specialist. He doesn't play the run. He's not in there to drop running backs or to impact that part of the offense. He's in there to get to the quarterback, which he does pretty well. But I think you got to put a little more respect on Nick Bosa when you're looking at the rest of this defense, because I do think, again, when I'm watching the Cowboys yesterday, the difference in their defense was what they acquired at the deadline. That defensive line looks a lot better when you put a Quinnen Williams in the middle of it. Without him, before the deadline, they were the worst defense in football, or second to worst, in terms of points allowed, total yardage, all that stuff. They beat Philly, and they beat Kansas City in back-to-back weeks, and their defense did enough to help them win those football games, and I think a big reason is what they acquired at the deadline. All right, we are an hour and a half in. We're taking up until 4 o'clock here on a Black Friday. Also, a reminder, it's a Football Friday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. I want to dig more into the significance of this game for both sides. And a couple things that are going to play a factor: the intense weather conditions and the fact that the Niners haven't won a game in Cleveland since 1984. I wasn't born until 1994. That's
too old.
Not yet. I'm not. All right, what's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Evan Giddings with you on 95.7 The Game. Steven Rizzotto also in the house. And that segment was sponsored by Bay Area Fast Track.
Now back to 95.7 The Game.
What did you just do? So, for those who do listen to our station, we have our rejoiners, and you know, now I'm back to 95.7 The Game. It's such and such. Pasta, have you been, so you have your impressions. Have you been working on that for a while?
I have been. I thought about it coming in here today, and I thought, I want to do a rejoiner for Evan.
Well, why did, so you, why?
I just, the other one was too generic.
Well, you sounded pretty generic. I think a lot of people didn't know that that was you when you were doing it.
Now back to the Evan Giddings Show on 95.7 The Game.
We were talking about that earlier, the idea of the Evan Giddings Show, because it was on the, whatever, our programming schedule. Like, it's, all right, from 12 to 4, the Evan Giddings Show. This it feels so self-serving. There's only a few people that I listen to and have listened to in radio or across different mediums that do a solo show that I think do a really good job, because I think it's incredibly difficult. So I'm thinking about what we're going to talk about today, and I don't know how we've made it through 90 minutes because we still have 2.5 hours to go. But when I'm looking at, all right, we got our subjects. We got the Niners, we got the Browns. I think that's kind of the biggest game this weekend. The Warriors obviously got a matchup with the Pelicans, you know, that Kevon Looney returns home and all these things. I'm also thinking about miscellaneous subjects like Thanksgiving, Black Friday. You came up with some Black Friday over-unders that we're going to do.
Yeah, so I went holiday shopping on eBay myself, and I looked at some of the great things in sports memorabilia on eBay, a few on Amazon, and I want you to guess what the prices are of some of these items that I found.
Okay, so when do you want to do that?
We can do it whenever you want, whenever you feel is the right time.
All right, well, I haven't run out of stuff to talk about yet, so we're going to get to hopefully the last hour and keep that in the chamber. Zach, if you'd like to offer any miscellaneous subjects, please throw them in the hopper. And Brennan, our guy who's shadowing today, if there's anything you'd like to hear about, we can absolutely get into that. But for right now, I want to talk about weather. And this is a subject that I don't think a lot of West Coasters, myself being one of them, really think about until it actually happens. Like, so the Niners are going to play. And Zach, I was listening to this earlier. So the weather in Cleveland is, all right, he's going to walk out of the room. Thanks, Zach. The weather is 35 degrees thereabouts. The wind is blowing sideways at 20 miles per hour. It's moving from rain showers to snow around first kick in Cleveland. I mean, I guess there's a reason why the Niners haven't won in Cleveland since 1984. Maybe the weather does really make that big of a difference. And I think that it does. And my personal experience with that would be this. So, number one, there are very few people, if any at all, that play well in conditions. Tom Brady's win rate was about the same in, from what I was reading earlier, in games where it rained versus games where it didn't rain. And he's one of the few people. Because I looked this up too. I think the best quarterback in the league this year so far has been Matthew Stafford. He would be my MVP candidate to submit right now at the top. Matthew Stafford in rain and snow games is 1-8. And he has a 14-11 touchdown to interception ratio with a passer rating of 74. Obviously, Matthew Stafford is not that bad or average, if you want to look at it that way, of a quarterback. He's not a guy that people would look at and say he stinks when he plays in conditions. I mean, hell, he almost beat the Philadelphia Eagles in the snow last year in the NFC divisional round. But even he struggles in these kinds of games. Brock Purdy, meanwhile, really struggles in these kinds of games. And I just want to be the one to say that's not uncommon whatsoever. I have played in some conditions throughout my certainly non-professional playing career. But in college, we played in the Pacific Northwest. And you got to grip a wet ball. You just have to. You have to figure out how to play when it's muddy, when the ball is damp, and if you can't do it, you can't play. But what I would say is, because of that, because you practice in it, because you play games in the rain, sometimes the snow, whenever you play against opponents that are from sunny states, most of the times for us it was California or Texas, you have a built-in advantage over those teams. And that's why, as much as I understand why people are saying Brock Purdy can't play in the rain and Brock Purdy can't do this, I think it's really hard for guys in sunny states or players who play inside, because you see Jared Goff, and he didn't stink, but he's certainly a lesser quarterback when he plays outside of that dome in Detroit than when he plays inside. That always used to be the case for Drew Brees with the Saints. When they left New Orleans and he wasn't playing inside and had to go to some of those cold weather areas, he was not as good of a quarterback, statistically speaking. That's the same case for Brock Purdy. And his numbers, do not get me wrong, they have not been very good. And let me bring them up real fast. Brock Purdy, when he does not play in the rain, has a 105 passer rating and it drops to 68.4 when it rains. So he is a very different quarterback. But that's not that uncommon. Again, I think when you are someone who plays in a sunny state or inside, and you got to go outside where you don't practice in those conditions, you can only do so much to simulate it. Kyle Shanahan was quoted earlier this week saying that He's got them thinking about, I forget when the last time they played in the snow, but he was showing them tape of games when you're playing in the snow, and he's trying to do everything he can to get them prepared for it. There's nothing that you can do to prepare for those kinds of conditions if you're not in a city or area that has them. You're just not. I mean, even if you just live in the cold, you're naturally built different. I can recall one year where I lived in North Dakota. And for those who have ever been in the Midwest and specifically the North, know that it gets really freaking cold in the wintertime. And the moment that the winter then turns to spring and things begin to warm up, your skin is more accustomed to feeling, whether it's the warmth of the sun, just any sort of temperature change. The moment that it was above 0 degrees and sunny, I felt like it was a warm day in North Dakota, which it obviously was not. And that's where some people don't have to wear their winter jackets because they're accustomed to it when they get acclimated over a period of time. I think it's the same thing for sports. And so the Niners and Brock Purdy have not been playing in these kinds of games. And that's why they're not as good in them. It might be the great equalizer on Sunday, but I don't think it's particularly uncommon. And if someone would like to call in and prove me otherwise, I'd be happy to take your call. 888-957-9570. But the whole weather thing, to me, is just something that you have to figure out how to deal with. And that's why if I'm looking at this game, the thing that stands out to me is, can the Niners do what, relatively speaking, they have not been able to do for the majority of 2025? That's run the ball. If they can run the ball, I think they beat Cleveland. If they can't, they might still win, but it's not going to be an easy game for them because the Niners, this entire season, and it makes it maybe all the more impressive with how many games they've won, the fashion with which they've won some of these games, and the amount of points that whether it's Mac Jones or Brock Purdy or whoever has been quarterbacking for them, it's made it impressive how many points they've been able to muster. Because this team, overall this year, has been, especially by Niners standards, not a very good rushing football team. They cannot do it. They are 26th in rushing yards. They are 31st in yards per attempt. So what's been impressive to me about their run game has just been the sheer volume and the amount that they've committed to the run game, considering they can't do it. Christian McCaffrey leads the league in terms of rushing attempts, and he gets 60 yards a game. Or 65 yards a game on average. That's not a lot. And some of that is the offensive line. I think a lot of it is. Some of that is teams are also trying to take McCaffrey out of the game because there's less playmakers, especially when Kittle was out and hurt with his hamstring. There's less playmakers on the field for the Niners as far as passing. Kittle helps blocking, all that good stuff. But this is a team that they're 8-4 and they can't run the ball when they want to. How many times this season have we seen the Niners get into a position where they got a lead and they just got to milk the clock by running the ball? 6-minute offense, fourth quarter. I can't recall all but maybe one, and that was the Atlanta Falcons game on Sunday night. Yes, they ran the ball a decent amount against the Panthers, but the Panthers were just totally inept. Atlanta didn't have a great offensive showing that night, but
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I can remember the Niners lining up and just basically giving the ball to CMC again and again and again and doing what I believe every Kyle Shanahan team wants to do. Or I should say what Kyle wants to do for all of his teams. And that is demoralize you with the run. It is incredibly frustrating watching a team as a viewer, perhaps even as someone on the other team, when the opposition lines up and just runs it right at you and there is nothing you can do. That's the most demoralizing feeling, I think, watching a football game, is when a team just cannot stop the run. It's one of the reasons why the Indianapolis Colts, to me, got action this year. Because that's a team that when they want to run the football, they can do it. I actually think they lost the game against Kansas City this past Sunday because they went away from it. They had Daniel Jones drop back again and again and again. And in that second half, when they had a lead, it didn't feel like he was able to make enough plays for them. And it's because maybe he's not all that great. And this year he's been reliant on fantastic play calling and, most importantly, a present running game, which was not there. And he's got one of the best lines, one of the best running backs, and they went away from it. And I think that's a big reason why they lost that game. But the teams that later in the year typically tend to ascend, to me, are the teams that can run the football. You know, I've been surprised that Philly hasn't been particularly great at running the football throughout this year. But the team they're playing right now, the biggest difference between the Chicago Bears, who the Niners, by the way, will see 2 weeks after the bye, so in 3 weeks, I think, the biggest difference between them this season and last season is that they can now run the football. And Ben Johnson, who obviously orchestrated the offense, called the plays in Detroit the last few seasons, he's brought that to Chicago. And that's the biggest difference to me offensively for them. Meanwhile, you're looking at other teams and you're saying, well, why are they performing better? Because I think that their offense is better running the football. The team that stands out to me is the group that when they run it well, they win. When they don't, they lose. It's Buffalo. If you look at the amount of games where James Cook has just carried them this season, that's a big reason why they're 7-4. When he does not have a large amount of yards, generally speaking, they do not win. I know their last loss against Houston, he had a big game, but is because he broke one early. The rest of the game, he was not very efficient for them. So running the football, my point is, I think is where the majority of successful teams have their bread and butter. That's not the case with the Niners this year. They don't run the ball well. And that is, I guess, what I fear a bit against the Browns is because of the weather, because it's also a really good defense. And I think Jim Schwartz, the defensive coordinator in Cleveland, has also kind of had Kyle Shanahan's number throughout the years, including the last time they played them in 2023 when Jake Moody missed a kick and the Niners lost to P.J. Walker. That was a game where I thought the Browns' defense showed up, and on Sunday, they probably will as well. And the primary guy that I'm looking at right now is for them is obviously Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett might be the most unique superstar, I'm not going to say in sports, but the NFL. Because, and I'll admit, I don't watch a lot of Cleveland Browns games. I know that they're on national television, and you can pull up, Red Zone. You can watch Sunday Ticket. I'll watch some Cleveland games if it's, you know, if I got fantasy implications, maybe a little chicken on the line. But for the most part, I'm not locked into the Cleveland Browns week in and week out. But what Myles Garrett is doing is unbelievable. And to me, he fits into one of the categories of superstars who are guys that, like, one of the few true great athletes who in their sport, because of their market, because of maybe the franchise that they play for, and the, I don't know, just despondent state that they tend to just sit in, which I would say is Cleveland, they're really only spoken of and not watched. You know, I think that's the player that, outside of Shadur, because I just haven't seen him play a whole lot of football since he got to the NFL, he's been on the bench, that's the guy that I want to watch. He is, this season, he's got 18 sacks with five games left. That's, well, actually,
wow!
It is pretty amazing. But I would put him into the cat. Maybe this is an award that we should start giving out more in sports. I don't know. You can maybe call it the Barry Sanders Award. The award for the best player who is stuck on a bad team. You know, and I was thinking of stars around different sports. It's hard to do in the NBA because of the nature of that sport. If you're really a great superstar, you can still make your team relevant, you know, even if you're in a small market or a part of a franchise that hasn't done a lot of winning, you can turn them around if you're really a great. I mean, an example would be Steph Curry. The Golden State Warriors were not a great franchise prior to him joining, and he, along with, yeah, a lot of others who certainly helped, but Steph Curry dragged this franchise from the depths into being now the most valuable franchise in American sports. But, like, my point is, I think the NBA is kind of off on the side about this. They just can't control how to keep their superstars on the floor. But Myles Garrett fits into the category of, let's say, like, I don't know, you know, Warren Moon was one of those guys that always seemed to be on not great teams, but was a great talent. Dan Marino, for sure, because of his lifelong career in Miami, made the Super Bowl early in his career and never got back there, but is undeniably one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. I don't know, you know, might put Steve Largent in there. When Steve Largent retired, he was the all-time leader in receiving yards, but he played for the Seattle Seahawks. When I was looking up some other kind of forgotten stars who played on bad teams, Chris Carter came up. You know, I think there's a lot of guys who, for the most part, you know, defensive players sometimes you kind of get stuck in bad situations. But Myles Garrett, he has 120 and a half career sacks. And I think what everyone's talking about now with him is, can he break Bruce Smith's all-time sack record, which I believe is around 200. He's got a ways to go. But, you know, it's like that's kind of what we're watching. It's like the defensive version of Barry Sanders. You know, Barry Sanders might be the greatest running back of all time. My point is, this guy, Myles Garrett, he's unbelievable. Even in the last 5 weeks, I think he has a total of nearly 10 sacks. You know, if I'm looking at baseball, I think the guy right now who I would pinpoint as being maybe an early version of this, a great player in an awful market on a bad team, is Paul Skenes. Paul Skenes is someone whose first two-year numbers are up there with some of the greats, and he's Rookie of the Year. He's Cy Young winner, and he's very young. And now he might leave and go to a bigger market, but if he stays, that's someone we're going to look at every single year, and we're going to read about more than we watch, and that's a little bit of a shame. I know Roy Halladay was that way for some time, where he was just cleaning up awards in Toronto before he got traded, left to go to Philadelphia, and RIP, by the way. And then Felix Hernandez was an awesome pitcher for Seattle for a very long time, maybe potentially a Hall of Famer. I think he technically finished with, the Braves or the Orioles, but that guy's a lifelong Seattle Mariner, and he never got to pitch in the postseason, ever. Mike Trout, you could put in that category. He's someone who chose to stay with the Anaheim Angels and may never see the postseason ever again. Myles Garrett is that guy for me in the NFL. He's the guy who every single week you see a headline about the Browns. He's somewhere included with how many sacks he's gotten, with how much he tried to have an imprint on the game, and how it, in the end, just didn't matter. I think it was earlier this year against the Patriots when he set the single-game sack record for the Cleveland Browns. He had 5 sacks in a game, and they got blown out. And I just felt so bad watching him on the sideline because they had the ticker, the CBS ticker underneath, which was Myles Garrett, new all-time single-game sack leader for the Cleveland Browns. And it was as he was throwing his helmet in frustration because his team was getting beat by multiple touchdowns. And he had done everything he could, but it wasn't good enough. You know, that's where football is, I think, similar to baseball in the sense that one player does not wholly impact winning in the way that a star player can in the NBA. And a star quarterback, I should say, is able to in the NFL. So, yeah, Myles Garrett's incredible. And I think we might not, maybe we should just start putting together awards for greats. And, you know, he'll probably win DPOY, and you can say that's his award. But to me, I don't know if that does it justice because, I don't know, like guys who just get stuck in these positions where you want to reward their loyalty and you want to believe that makes them, you know, good people, and you want guys to stick around in places where they were drafted. I think sports are better when there are singular sort of representatives for franchises. You know, you associate someone with, you associate Curry, right, with the Warriors. He's been there forever. You know, you look at Josh Allen, he represents the Bills, Mahomes, the Chiefs, Lamar, the Ravens, Burrow, the Bengals. It's better when a team has a face. And I just end up feeling bad for the great faces who are in bad positions. And Myles Garrett is one of them. But he also might be a guy that could wreck the game on Sunday. And that's just a fact. 888-957-9570 is the number. Evan Giddings with you until 4 o'clock, about halfway home here on a Black Friday. And appreciate everybody that's called in so far. It is a Football Friday presented by Merit America. You can visit them at meritamerica.org/super. We also got Pasta's Black Friday over-under game coming up at 3 o'clock. Sam Gordon of The Chronicle is going to talk some Warriors with us at 3:15. We're going to continue down this road on Sunday for the Niners, the Browns, and the NFL before getting into some Warriors a little bit later on, who obviously are in a little more turmoil than the 49ers right now, looking at a potential postseason berth. The Warriors are just 10-9. All right, back with more after this. Evan Giddings with you. That segment sponsored by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.